So, I've been thinking the last day about how certain things only happen if you put effort into them. While other things are happy to happen, whether or not you put effort in, or actually because no effort was put in, right? So, well, I was thinking about this originally because I was thinking about muscle and how muscle, building muscle requires putting effort in. Now, it might feel effortless because you're excited and doing something else like playing a sport or having an adventure, but it's the effort that creates the muscle. It's the using the muscle. If you didn't use the muscle, it wouldn't grow. Whereas other things, like gaining fat, happen this is the interesting thing. I was going to say they happen without putting effort in. Now the trick is that it seems like historically, like evolutionarily, you didn't gain fat unless you put the effort in to get the caloric excess to be able to put fat on your body. And the issue today is that it's so easy to get too many calories and to eat in a way that leads to you gaining fat. Oh, interesting. What the heck are they doing? That it essentially has become something that you had to put effort into to sort of keep weight on yourself. Has now become something, is shifted over into this category of things that happen because you haven't put effort in, right? I would say earning money is something that you only get from putting effort in, and spending money is something that by and large is relatively effortless, or more to say, it happens more or less through the act of living. Like, you need money in order to do all the different things in your life, maybe not all the different things in your life, but many of the things in your life, and therefore money gets used up, right? So it seems like there's this interesting, well, I gotta put on the four-wheel drive, there's this interesting dynamic where some things in life require effort and other things happen because you haven't put in effort. And then there's this interesting dynamic where, you know, one of the phenomenon about muscle is that it's much easier to maintain muscle than it is to put on new muscle, has been my understanding and also my experience in life. That once you have certain muscles, they will tend to stick around, because breaking them down breaking them down is relatively low on the list of things that the body wants to do, or that the body does, let's put it that way. Whereas getting muscle is very effortful. It's an effortful process. And so it seems to me that there's some truth about the world which is something like, hold on. Willa, come here. Oh, that was so nice. A neighbor of mine pulled up behind me as I was getting the dogs out of the car, and we ended up walking until I had to turn around yakking about town gossip. Right. So, seems like there's certain things in life that require effort in order to gain them. Once you have them, it requires less effort to maintain them. Which means that, A, as I've said before, you can never perfectly stay where you are. You're always going to go get better or worse in any number of variables. But it is possible to tread water gently in the direction you want to head and maintain much of what you have, or all of what you have, and slowly make things better. And I think this is the key, is that rather than a boom-bust cycle of, you know, paddling as hard as you can to build something and then burning out, it seems like a philosophy of life where you spend 80% of your time maintaining what you have and 20% of your time continuing to build things. You won't build as fast as you might, but you also are not going to burn out if you do it well. Because well, let's look at it in the different breakdowns. On the physical side of things, you're less likely to get injured. And when you're injured, you often stop doing the things. Right now, I'm nursing a couple of very minor injuries, but they're enough to shape what I'm doing. I have a heel that's bothering me, and I have a shoulder that's bothering me. And both of them are from doing too much in those respective instances. And in both instances, what I'm trying to do is continue doing what I can do to both heal them and make them stronger, and continue maintaining what I have while not overdoing it. And very importantly, not letting myself do nothing because I have these places where it's, I can't do the thing that I was doing. And so far that really seems to have worked. Same could be said of any business, right? A business is growing or contracting. Your career is growing or contracting. Your options are growing or contracting. Your relationships growing or contracting, strengthening or weakening. And if you can't adjust your mindset to where you are maintaining what you have and building thoughtfully upon that, if instead you get caught up in a boom-bust cycle of all in or nothing, then it's actually, I think it's like that phenomenon with investing, where if you try to play the market, if you try to buy low and sell high, and you know, you sort of get caught up in the boom-bust cycles, you actually come out on average way further behind someone who simply, oh man, gross, cigarette carton on the road. You end up further behind than somebody who simply continues investing in an average amount each month and holds their position and has a stratified position across the market, so that protects them against major losses. So it's like that. If you are in a boom-bust cycle of your career, you know, the effort you put into relationships, the effort you put into your health, well then on average you're going to come out behind the person who simply
maintains a smaller amount of effort consistently over time. That's it for now. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow. Okay, I thought I was done, but I actually have one further layer to unpeel from this onion. All right, so going back to the original idea of some things require effort and some things will happen when no effort is applied, it's worth being aware in life of the things that you need to put effort into if you want them to increase. And I know in my own life, I've fooled myself into thinking that the amount of effort that I was putting in was sufficient, and it was not. And this has happened to me with my body, it's happened to me with relationships, any number of relationships. It's happened to me with my career, it's happened to me in every aspect of my life. I've had periods of my life where I thought, this is sufficient, and it was not. I've had those periods quite recently. It's a never-ending process of realizing that you thought something was sufficient to keep you moving gently in the direction you want to, and you realize that you're not. And part of why it might not is that what the world requires of you changes from time to time, depending on the situation. So, great example of this. What it required to have a, say, growth on social media years ago is not what is required to have growth on social media now. And it's not that it's necessarily way more work now, but it's different stuff, right? Now, growth happens from doing reels consistently and having one go viral. I'm coming to grips with this myself and what that means. And for a long time, I felt like, okay, that might be true, but so far I can only see downside to it for me, where I am, and so I was unwilling to change because I had a lot of upside from how I was currently using social media. Well, now the potential upside far outweighs the downside for me, given where I am, and also where the algorithm's at, and you know, that change in what is required to have what you want in life, that is often the result of other people's circumstances, right? We're all in a dance together. Humanity is in a dance together. And you know, let's take another example. Your body. When you're young, your body needs certain things in order to be healthy and strong. And you can get caught by thinking that that's what you need to do going forward to be healthy and strong, but it's not, because your body is changing. So the outside circumstance, even if the outside circumstance is you, is changing, right? Your relationship might require one thing before you have kids, require a completely different thing when you have little kids. As your kids get older, as your careers change, as the outside circumstances change, what your relationship requires from you in order to be growing in strengthening in the right direction is going to be different. And it's not always that it gets harder. It could get easier. But because doing less is by default simple, right? It's taking things away. We always find ourselves, we will find ourselves, the things that can sort of coast for a while, we will often allow to coast. And so I think life is a series of these sort of rude wake-up calls where you're like, oh, this thing I was coasting on because it was requiring sort of, the outside circumstances were easy enough that what I was doing was working just fine. Those outside circumstances have now changed, and this now requires more from me. I now need to look at the whole picture of my life and figure out how I'm going to give this the attention and energy it requires
what that might need to take energy from. Am I going to need to boost my own energy in some way? Excuse me. And so that's, I think, you know, really the dynamic that all of us face are these series of rude awakenings to the reality that something that has been coasting can no longer coast, or it's going to start deteriorating. And I think we face these things continually throughout our life. And I don't think we're ever out of that cycle. I think that's the cycle of life. And ideally, you know, we get as many of these different parts of our life to a place where they are just moving ahead smoothly, sort of in balance and not requiring major changes from us. And ideally, we also maintain some sort of reserve of flexibility so that when a shock comes to the system, somebody's sick, you know, somebody needs more of our help, outside circumstances change in some way that is hard, that we have a buffer of energy to put into something, that we can back something else off and we put it into something else, right? This is sort of what I think that maintaining your health does, is your health is kind of the ultimate buffer, in that you can you know, if there's a shock to the system and you need to, say, stop exercising for a month or two because somebody is acutely sick and you need to do something about it, or your business is about to go under and you need to do something about it. I'm not saying it's ideal to stop maintaining your health, but I do think it's true that if you have a strong body and a healthy immune system and all that, you can more easily afford to take that energy that you were putting into maintaining that thing and put it towards the thing that now needs that excess capacity for the time being. And then you have to go back to realizing that you gotta go back to reclaiming the thing that you were ignoring for a while. Now I'm done. Thanks as always.